These Nuts.
Hey everyone, it's These Nuts. We are absolutely nuts about all things real estate. Whether you're buying, selling, or borrowing, we cover the topics that matter to you, and even the ones you didn't know you needed to be concerned with. We are your hosts,
Shane Hollenbach, nationally recognized mortgage lender,
and Jason Crittenden, one of the highest ranked realtors in all of Arizona.
Jason, why does that matter?
Well, because we have some advice, we have some experience, and we believe you should pay attention.
And do we have any promises?
We do. We'll keep it short and sweet. We'll pump out quality daily content covering real estate questions you've been dying to ask for about selling a home, buying a home, or how to get finance.
You have questions?
We have answers. All right, guys, we are back for another episode of These Real Estate Nuts. Shane and I were just talking, and I said, you know what, let's throw on the earphones again. Let's go ahead and wrap for a minute about this topic.
Yeah, we were shop talking, and it was just time to throw it on.
Yeah, because this is something I think people, you know, I don't know, their agent should know, and that's kind of what we're going to get at here. But just make sure you hire a quality agent. The title of this episode is, Your Agent Added Property to the Contract? What? Right?
And not the real estate property.
What? Not the real estate property, but like furniture to the contract.
You go through the house.
All right. So let's just stop. We're in Phoenix, Arizona, United States of America. So we're going to talk about our contracts here in Arizona. They could be different in Belgium or Massachusetts or whatever, right? Yeah. Let's talk about what happened. So you got a contract. One of the people at your team got a contract.
Yes.
From a real estate agent. And what'd they see on it?
Well, this happens to be a California transaction, but it's a very similar scenario, very similar contract.
Mm-hmm.
And the file made it all the way to underwriting, and we're closing in 5 days or 4 days or something like that. And it came all the way through underwriting, and the underwriter says, hey, we have to address this personal property. We either need to get a value assigned to each of the pieces of property that are listed in the contract, and then that would be considered an inducement to buy, which means that we would have to reduce that dollar figure off the sales price because that's the inducement.
What was in the contract? What'd they write in there?
So it said all artwork and furniture to convey.
All right, guys.
So now, completely innocent.
No, I know. But just so for the common Joe out there, when you're buying a house, there are things that are called fixtures. And fixtures are going to be things like ceiling fans. Technically, an oven should be bolted to something. Basically, mm-hmm. Anything bolted to something.
Yeah. Light fixtures.
Light fixtures, pendants, drapes, because they're, or I'm sorry, I should say curtain rods, which because they're bolted to the wall. Well, refrigerator, washer, dryer, those are not actually bolted to anything, so those don't typically convey, at least they don't here in Arizona. Even like a flat screen TV, the mount is bolted to the wall. It is now part of the house. The TV's not.
Yep.
But these are all things that are called fixtures. Artwork is not a fixture. Furniture is not a fixture. So those are literally
considered personal property.
Personal property, okay? And so this is a real estate contract.
Yes.
Okay? So what would you call it if I was going to buy something from you and I wanted you to write it up? It's got a different name. It's called a bill of sale, right?
Yes.
So what the agent should have done was done two things concurrently. One, real estate contract. One, bill of sale.
Yes.
The bill of sale could be for a dollar. It could be for $0, right?
Yep.
But it just can't be in the actual real estate contract because it has nothing to do with the real estate deal. And as a lender, you've said a couple things about inducement, about deducting the cost.
Yes.
The reason for that is because it appraised for a certain value, right?
Yep. The property itself appraised for a certain value.
Let's say $300,000.
Yeah.
But the contract says furniture and artwork. So the underwriter's saying, okay, so is it $300 minus the artwork and minus, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
Because
so that would be considered. So if you've got two properties next door to each other, one identical,
mm-hmm.
but one has furniture and artwork and it's basically drop your bags. This is your home.
It's like an Airbnb move-in ready.
Move-in ready. Which house are you going to write on? Same price.
Right. Yeah, totally.
So you can't say it's not an inducement. So that's why Fannie, Freddie, HUD, they all say, hey, look. And where it came from, and I experienced this pre-crash.
Mm-hmm.
We had new development condos with condo developers that were really interested in dumping their inventory, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't, not, when I say dump, the crash hadn't happened yet, but the crazy stuff that was happening. If you write a contract on a new condo this weekend, we will put a new Lexus in your garage.
Yep. I've seen those. I've seen those. Now, if I'm a cash buyer, that's fine, right?
you don't have any rules.
There's no rules.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, it's just between me and you.
Yes.
But when a lender is involved, they're going to say, well, how much is the Lexus worth? Because the appraisal said 300, but the Lexus comes with. So yeah. It's 300 minus whatever the Lexus is.
Whatever the Lexus is worth.
Is what the house is worth, right?
Yep. So, and that's going to establish your down payments, your loan to values, all that stuff. So then the other, so it's either that or just remove it from the contract.
Yeah. So now the mistake's been made. Someone wrote it in the contract. Your agent is a bonehead and wrote that in there, right?
Very, very simple fix.
It's a very simple fix. Okay. So underwriting says what?
So the fix was just strike it from the contract, which is when the agent now.
But not literal.
Well,
not
okay,
literal.
So on this one, I didn't even want to go there. But on this one, they literally drew a line
okay.
through that.
And that's defacing a contract.
That is defacing a contract. That's literally altering a legal document.
Right. Okay, so you can't do that, no. Right?
Anytime you make a change to an already ratified contract, you have to make an addendum.
An addendum.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
And so I wasn't even going to go there because that doesn't happen. No. I mean, obviously it does. But so you get an addendum and you just remove it. Right.
Yeah. You just.
So that's what they did after we wouldn't accept the defaced contract.
Totally. Yeah.
We got it back, and so then the underwriter reviewed it.
Perfect.
And the underwriter still didn't like it.
Yeah.
Do you remember why?
No.
Okay. So the original contract said all artwork and furniture to convey.
Uh huh.
And then the addendum after the strikeout episode.
Yeah.
The addendum said. Removing all furniture from the contract.
Oh, gotcha. So where's the artwork?
So the underwriter said, okay, so what's the value on the artwork since we're not striking it?
Yeah.
And we went, what do you mean we're not striking it? And of course, that just, this is what happens when you only have days left. You scramble, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so basically just went back and said, hey, why don't you just reference the line
just
in the original
the line
contract?
Number,
just
yeah.
remove it. Just and then that was done.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And by the way, that got reviewed today. It's all good. We just got it cleared to close. Docs are going to go out. But there was, I don't know, a day and a half of stress. And it wasn't, the problem is it wasn't stress that couldn't, there was no fear of not closing, right? There was nothing that happened unless maybe an agent just didn't understand and they want to dig their heels in and just fight a battle that wasn't even worth fighting.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just want to, it's a totally short episode, but I just wanted to bring it up. Like make sure you want to hire a professional agent that does a lot of transactions that kind of knows the ins and outs, because I think when you're newer at the game, I mean, you don't know.
Yeah.
And you're standing in the house and your client says, I want to write an offer on this $300,000 house. How much do you want to offer? I'll pay $300, but I want them to throw in the artwork and the yep. furniture as well.
And if you're a new agent, you go, yep, everything's got to be in the contract.
And you're like, that's cool. Yeah, because otherwise, there's a saying that you probably learned in real estate school, that you must be specific to be terrific.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I got to write that down then.
Yeah, right? Just be specific on the right document.
On the right document. So just make sure that you're auditing who your agent is, make sure that they're professionals, that they've done a lot of transactions so that they can just serve you at the highest level. That's all. At the end of the day, no harm, no foul, because you did have professionals at your mortgage company that walked them through and got them to make the addendum
yes.
the right way and it closed. So it's all good. So anyway, hey guys, that's that. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of These Real Estate Nuts. We will see you again, same station, same time tomorrow.
And that's solid gold.
Yes. If you live in Arizona and you're looking to buy or sell or get a mortgage or refinance, we'd love to earn your business. Text LOAN to 602-975-2772 to reach Shane about buying or refinancing strategies. Text HOME to Jason at 602-975-2772 if you're looking to sell or buy in Arizona, or if you need a referral for out of state from my expansive national network. Guys, thanks for listening. Catch these real estate nuts on the flip side.